Hi, I'm Yusuf Zine. My latest TVO Today podcast is on how a Canadian ends up in a Chinese prison and if he's even alive. Listen and subscribe to Extradition. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Help TVO create a better world through the power of learning. Visit TVO.org and make a tax-deductible donation today.
Ani bonjour, Lenore Indishnikaz, Maingan Ndodam, Nia Shingdaming Indonjiba, Minwa Cape Croker Park. So I just told you my name. My name is Lenore. I told you that Maingan, the wolf, is my clan or my extended family. My sound, my voice comes from Nia Shingdaming, aka Cape Croker. I work for the Anishinaabe Cultural Experiences Program, and I take people out on guided hikes, guided canoe programs, anything that I can facilitate to help people have a good experience when they come to visit us. It's important for people to connect with nature because we are part of nature. I think a lot of people forget that. We are what we eat, so we eat from the land, we eat from the water, and we need to be able to take care of the land and the water. My colleagues and I, what we try to do is create an experience, a memorable experience for people. It doesn't have to have a lot of flash or a lot of color. It could be very subtle, but it needs to be a good time. I have seen what being out on the land can do to a person. If they can remember making some kind of connection with the land or with the water, then chances are they will work to protect those places. And it's not just, you know, helping protect what we have here at Nia Shingdaming, but it's protecting those places where they themselves come from, whether it's Toronto or Ottawa or Orangeville. My favorite part of the work I do here at the park is taking people out on hikes and having lunch along the trail. Eating food, sharing that time, having time then to just kind of chat. And it also reminds me of when I was young and we would go out picking berries with my grandparents, that we always had a lunch with us and we always sat down as a grouping to eat our lunch and to laugh and to just be in nature, just be under the trees or in the bush. One of the things I like to do is I like to work with fibers. And doing very rudimentary things like make rope or cordage. I use cattails, the cattail leaves. I harvest them while they're green. I let them dry for a day or two, and then I put them in water to dampen them, and then I start to twist them into a rope. And the rope is very strong. It's also very pliable. Another of the fibers I use is milkweed, which is amazing. So I collect the milkweed and I strip the outside bark. And then I will take those and I will twist those into cordage. And that kind of cordage would have been used, say, for like bowstrings or fishing nets, fishing lines. So this is a story about the rainbow. I write poetry and I'm a storyteller. And a number of years ago, before my father passed away, he asked me to translate a word for him. Now it's kind of funny because I know words and I know phrases in Anishinaabe Mawin. So I can say things like your feet stink, salt and pepper, potatoes, fart, and you know, stuff like that, right? And so he asked me to help him translate this word for rainbow. And his word for rainbow is Nagweab. And he said to me, he said, everything you know about a rainbow is in that word. And then he made this beautiful motion like this. He said, Yab, colored ribbons. And I could see the beauty of the language. And so what I wrote it out for him, I wrote, sunlight shining through raindrops sends colored ribbons across the sky. And I thought, oh, this is a really nice piece of poetry. And sometime later, I was making a presentation at a gathering, and I shared with the people there my feat of translation, which I was really proud of. And there was an elder sitting at the back, and this person piped up and said, that's a very good translation, but you forgot something. He said, you forgot to say when Father Sky gives Mother Earth a drink of water. So now the whole translation I will give to you. Sunlight shining through raindrops sends colored ribbons across the sky when Father Sky gives Mother Earth a drink of water. So we have the scientific explanation of the refraction of light. We've got the poetry of the language with the colored ribbons, and we've got our relationship, Father Sky and Mother Earth. Well, if you went on a hike with me, let's say in the spring, like April, we'd probably see some of the earliest flowers to come up are hepaticas. Wild ginger comes out at that time. Wild leeks are about maybe 2 or 3 inches high. Blue cohosh, which actually are black, or they look black. So it's like these little black stalks with these beautiful little black flowers with tiny little yellow stamens. If we did something in the fall, then there's probably a good chance that we'd see all kinds of mushrooms and other fungi. If we were doing a night walk, we would hear various animal calls, owls, you could hear loons, all these wonderful nighttime creatures. I don't like to teach people to forage. One has to understand that you don't pick the area clean. In Quebec, for example, it's illegal to pick wild leeks because they've been over-harvested. And I don't want to see that happen here. I've had the experience of going on hikes and people are fearful because they don't know the trail, or they're fearful because they don't know how to behave when they're out on the land. And it's because they really don't understand, I guess you'd call it the protocol. When you're out on the trail, you don't make a lot of noise. People don't have to know that you're coming along the trail. And, you know, the quieter you are and the more observant you are, the chances for viewing animals and birds and insects is much, much, much greater. One of our eminent teachers who has passed now, when he spoke of Anishinaabe, he would say from whence, meaning kind of like the sky. And we are, after all of us human beings, made of stardust. And my father's translation is the one I like the best. Anishinaabe, Anishinaabek means good earthling or good earth being. And when I heard that, I was just elated. Because there's no hint of original sin in that name that we call ourselves, Anishinaabe. We are good people. And I guess my wish is that all people will come to see themselves as good people and want to take care of this beautiful earth. Thank you.
The Agenda with Steve Paikin is made possible through generous philanthropic contributions from viewers like you. Thank you for supporting TVO's journalism.